listening to episode number 1788 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Well, hello there.
You watch the Food Network, right?
Oh, a little bit.
So they've been enjoying some pretty good ratings during the coronavirus. They're now in cable's top 10, the whole network. And they totally got this. They went and they shot all of these shows in their chefs' homes. I mean, it's been kind of interesting to see people's homes, as a matter of fact. I think GZ wins out for the best-looking kitchen. I mean, it's a home kitchen. It's cool. Food Network just went back into production last month, though. Limited production with Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay.
And also for Restaurant Impossible with smaller crews, a big COVID-19 protocol, wearing masks, the whole bit. And we're going to start seeing some of those on the TV here in the next few weeks. So there you go, Food Network, on top of things. Apparently, we're all becoming good chefs, are we not? I actually cut myself last night while I was cooking dinner, and I have a chopped finger condom, I like to call it, on this index finger.
Your fingers are safe.
I'm
safe cutting.
Yeah, I had to have somebody from Food Network come over and fix my finger while I was bleeding all over.
Had the medics come out from chopped.
Yeah. Anyway, so dinner was good. I've been enjoying Jada De Laurentiis's home cooking from her real home, not her studio home.
Right.
That's the other thing that's interesting. You know, so many of them don't cook in their real homes. They look like they do, but they don't. Those are sets. And now we're finding out for sure. I don't know if you watched The Pioneer Woman.
Yes.
Ree Drummond. That's actually their property.
Uh-huh.
That's not her house. It's a lodge, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are shooting in there. Her kids are shooting for her.
Yeah.
So on the iPhones.
Yeah.
On iPhones. Pretty good. So there you go.
I've been enjoying it.
You know what it is? It's different. You know, it's a little different than the whole overly produced, you know.
I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying the HGTV stuff.
Doesn't that make that a little more realistic to home chefs, too? That when you see something that's being shot with an iPhone, doesn't that make you somewhere in the back of your mind go, like, I could really do that?
We just haven't come up with the greatest idea.
Oh, we don't need a great idea. Just need an iPhone. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What is happening today?
All right, so J-Rod should consider getting into the real estate market.
J-Rod.
Yeah.
Mm.
We've learned that the Malibu fixer that they confabbed with fixer-upper Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the market, so it wasn't for them.
Done. No, I didn't think it ever was. Well, you don't call Joanna Gaines in to design your house. You call Joanna Gaines in to design a house that you're going to sell.
Are you kidding? I could have her come to do my house.
I'm pretty sure that Alex and Jennifer have a house in Malibu that they already live in.
Oh, probably.
That's probably way cooler than this house, but whatever.
Well, they're going to sell it for a cool $8
billion. See, that's not a lot of money for Malibu.
Must not be oceanfront property.
No, I think it is oceanfront property because they took pictures out there in front of it last year with Joanna. She came to California.
That's a good price for oceanfront property.
Well, it depends what part of Malibu it's in. It depends, you know, if it's oceanfront property but near a public beach where people are going to be on your oceanfront property. Because that's a thing, too. But, I mean, it's technically illegal for you to own the beach.
Yes.
So you basically have to...
There's been big hullabaloos about
that. Oh, man, there's been a lot of hullabaloos about that. Oh,
my
God.
My beach, I own this beach. No, you don't.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're not going to live there.
True.
Where they live, I guarantee you, if it's near the beach, they got beach. They figured out a way to get security on the beach and go like, can I help you? Yeah, this is a private beach.
Move along.
Some Karens will argue with them like they have no face mask. But they'll be there. A lot of people just turn around and go like, yeah, I can't be here because it's a private beach. It's not a private beach. There's no such thing.
Not
here in California. It belongs
It's the
to
people's
the people.
Beach.
It's the people's beach.
Anyway.
Karens.
2,200 square foot beach house.
It doesn't sound like a huge house, but in Malibu, if you ever been to the Boo and see how packed these houses are on top of one another because they are so valuable. 2,200 square feet is probably average.
Yeah.
I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah. What do you care? You got three stories. You got three decks, glass, and ocean.
But you know what? The coastline, although it's gorgeous.
That's my impersonation of the ocean.
You don't even need me here, do you?
No.
I got this. You are doing fine just by yourself.
I got this one.
Okay, now we need seagulls.
I can't do seagulls. You did that good. That's well. All right. See, who? It's like, you know, theater of the mind.
Do your ocean. Now do your ocean. That's the wind. Please don't change the channel.
Oh. Right?
Anyway, getting back on track
here.
What
are we talking about?
J-Rod, Joanna Gaines, selling a house for $8 million, beach house, bought it for $7 million, 2,200 square feet. They took pictures together and they did a walkthrough. Not sure if we won't see the results on a future episode of Fixer Upper.
Wouldn't that be cool?
On the Magnolia Network.
I think that would be so cool, though, to see that.
Now, I wonder, though, are they going to have an open house?
Not in Malibu. One, there's no place to park.
Appointment only. That's true, too.
Yeah, and the realtors, they don't want to deal with everybody.
Is Kate Beckinsale getting serious about her 20-something boy toy?
Ooh.
Kate's 47.
Serious. Yeah.
You're a girly girl.
Yeah.
And more than old enough, no matter who you ask.
I don't fit her type. I'm over the age of 30, so that's part of the problem.
That is the problem.
That is the problem.
Yes. Because she dated a 30-year-old.
Yeah, but she kicked him to the curb. Way too old. Now she's like getting close to the 50 mark. And as we're noticing with like Jennifer Aniston, who I know has had work. Though she probably denies.
So?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's had just a little bit of work.
Maybe a little Botox.
She looks different, and not in an I aged way. If you look at Lisa Kudrow compared to Jennifer Aniston, they look like they're 20 years different in age.
No, I don't care who does the math.
Mm-hmm.
She's old enough to be her lover, Goody Grace.
Mm-hmm.
She's old enough to be his mama.
Oh yeah, by miles. Yeah. She wasn't even a teen bride. I mean, she would if she would have given birth to him, she would have been a full-fledged adult.
Yep.
And possibly on her second marriage. So, you know, if you're comparing apples and apples, come on now.
Kate has professed her love.
Oh, no.
As in love.
To Goody
via Instagram for her birthday
official.
For her birthday this past Saturday.
Yeah, that's official. You know who's also getting up there in years is Halle Berry. Though she still looks great for her age, I would say.
Is she?
Maybe late 40s,
you
but I think
care.
She's 50s.
You don't
you know
care
what?
How
it doesn't
old she
matter
is.
Because she's Halle Berry. That's all that matters to moi. All right. We have overstayed our welcome. Woo, man, we're running late. Back with you tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news that you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.